Another fight card, UFC 299, ever so closer to that prestigious UFC 300. Yeah, this one is heavy. Let me see.
Take him to it, yeah. Stack me in a sleeper fight. Yeah,
let's go, let's go.
Start from the bottom, start from the bottom, bottom, bottom.
Ooh, okay, already I can see some names. I can see some peoples. Like that, John Calderwood to open up. Beautiful. Oh, Pedro Munoz, that's nice. Oh, yo. Gamma versus Dos Anjos. Yeah. That's a sleeper fight. I like that. C. Blair versus Jayton Almeida. This guy's on a roll right now. Curtis has always been that guy, so this is a big step up in competition.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a sleeper fight if Almeida can't get him to the ground.
Yeah, because Grace can wrestle. He's a big dude. He can bang.
He likes
people
to bang.
People sleep on his striking. Like, his striking might not be his original bread and butter, but it's a sleeper fight if Almeida can't get him to the ground because he's got good wrestling as well. And he can take people down. He's taken a lot of big names down. Move on to the main card. I like this. The return of Peter Yan versus Son Yadong. Yo, JDM. Yes. Gilbert Burns. I like that fight. Yes. The debut of Venom Page versus The Mouth, Kevin Holland. DP versus BSD. And then in the main event, Sugar Sean versus Marlon Chito Vera. Stack meter. Yo, this is solid, man. Give it a 9.5. 9 or 9.5, it's good. I like it.
Boom. All right. Song Yadong has been in UFC since 2018. He came from WLF. Wei Lu Feng, is that where you
fought? Wei Lu Feng, yeah. No way. I've probably met him before, but I don't recall. Maybe not. Maybe we even lived in the same training facility back in the day in Zhengzhou in the Henan province of China. This is years ago. Yeah, they produce some good fighters because all you just do when you're over there is eat, sleep, train, repeat. And that's it. That was my first time of being able to just do that for a job was in China. And I'll always be grateful for those times because it got me my experience that I needed at the time to surpass me past my peers.
This will be his 13th UFC fight.
Nice.
6 finishes. He also has a win over Chito Vera. But Peter Yan will be his toughest challenge yet. Yan is on a 3-fight skid. 1-4 in his last fight. Do you think being on a losing skid will affect Yan's mentality going into the fight?
I don't think so. I think Yan is the kind of guy that's very stoic. He's a fun guy when you meet him. Like, he can be, he'll smile at you. I'm sure his English is a lot better now, but he can still engage with you a lot. But, when it comes to business, he's about serious business. So I don't think it's going to affect him that much. I think he knows he just has to do what he does, which is be the best. I'm sure he believes. But,
Yan has had only 1 3-round fight in the last 4 years out of the 6 fights that he's been in. He's known to be a slow starter, but that can cost him early points in the fight. Does he need to change his approach going into another 3-round fight?
Slow starter, Yan being a slow starter. I wouldn't say he's a slow starter. I'd say he just, he kind of does what I do sometimes, but in a different way. Like, you got to figure them out in like first round, maybe half of the first round, downloading and stuff, but avoid taking damage during that downloading phase. Cause sometimes you can kind of be downloading, and then you're getting chipped at. And then by the time you're trying to catch up or you want to start going, it's too late. They've already got your legs, or they've already figured out your timing, or they've already seen your attacks, your counters, or whatever. So, yeah, like someone who did it well, Anderson Silva, he did it really well. He'll download information and not take damage, and then when he's ready to go, right, let's roll. So he can do that, but avoid taking damage while he's downloading and keep the downloading time to a minimum, because you don't really, if you do it right, you don't need long. You don't need long to download someone's information. You can just get the right reactions or probe the right way to get what you need, and then you have your answers.
How does the fight play out?
Ooh, there's a big step up for Song Yadong. I think Yan might bring this one back. I don't know. For me, I like Yan. I like Song Yadong, but I like Yan and I'm a fan of his style, but I just don't see him losing 4 in a row.
Official pick?
I'm going to go Yan by UD. 3 rounds as well. Oh, yes, 3 rounds.
Yeah, 3 rounds.
Damn, that's right. Oh, fuck. He might start off fucking bad. I forget. Yeah, he might come out different. Like, just crazy. Oh, scratch everything I said about...
The guy told you it's 3 rounds.
No, I'm used to him fighting 5 rounds. Used to him fighting 5 rounds. I was like, that's right. It's a 3 round. It's the first fight of the fucking pay-per-view. So, yeah, I think Yan is going to come out crazy with this one. I'm going to go Yan, and he might outperform Song Yadong.
Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Maddalena. Gilbert's always cool. I think last one, right? He was sitting there giving me a hello.
Gilbert's the man. He's never... I've always liked his energy whenever I see him. And even if I fight like a Brazilian, he'll still show them love, but he'll always show me love, even if he goes for them. So I've always loved... Me and Gilbert are cool. And me and Jack are cool as well. I was even
JDM's your boy.
Yeah, I was still sparring with him. Where did I spar with him? In
Wollongong?
Yeah, Wollongong, Ngong. So sparring JDM was fun. Yeah, we had a couple rounds, but it was good. And yeah.
And why do you like to, because every time we do a JDM fight, just refresh people's minds.
Fucking, just his pace and his boxing. His boxing, like his shot selection, the way he'll just use the jab to probe, and he'll be in your face. He reminds me of like a Triple G when he boxes, and he's got power. He's got mad, crazy, ridiculous fucking power. Yeah, just his pace as well. He's able to just like, almost like a Diaz, but he does it like in his own way where he just pop, 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 boom, pop, pop, boom, boom, boom. And his combinations, when he body bangs, bro, ooh, he's in there. He's like, pop, pop, pop. Three shots, let him off. And then he'll go back to the jab. And then he can mix it well as well with the wrestling and his kicks. But he's very boxing heavy, and I like that. He uses it to his advantage because he knows how he got them hands. And Gilbert, world champion in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, good striker, trained by Henry Hooft. One thing I respect about Gilbert is his heart. You can never, like, that guy he's got that. If I'm going to pick someone, I'm going to pick Jack. I wouldn't even say it's recency bias or he's younger or anything, but JDM can deliver punishment. And I just see him managing his distance well. And unless Gilbert can take him down and use his superior jiu-jitsu against him, depends whose back is on the fence. But yeah, on the feet, I'll give it to JDM. If it becomes a grappling fight, I'll give it to Gilbert with the advantage. But I'm telling you, every fight starts on the feet.
Burns is the biggest name he's had. This will be the biggest card JDM's been on. How do you think he holds up under pressure, high stakes?
I think JDM will be fine. He never gets fazed by these moments from what I've seen. He never seems like he's overwhelmed with the moment. He's very calm. And Gilbert's veteran. He's been there before. You know, he knows how to handle these moments. And I don't think either man's going to get phased. I think you're going to be seeing a good old-fashioned scrap on this one.
Official pick?
I'm going to go JDM. You know what? I'm going to go decision. But I will not be surprised if it was a TKO.
Okay. At long last, Michael Venom Page, a.k.a. MVP, makes his highly anticipated UFC debut. Before we get into it, let's just talk about how much of a cool, fun guy MVP is. We linked up with him on the world tour, and then he came to help you cut weight in Miami as well.
Yeah, I didn't even expect him to be in Miami. I think he was there for some family stuff.
He got family there. And it's good this card is in Miami too.
So he had family in the crowd. All the Jah Rastafari lights in that house. We linked in London, and straight away, before we even met, Tim was like, our manager at the time. What did Tim say? He's like, look, I know you and MVP are going to be cool straight away. Instantly linked up, and we was just like, bang. Kindred spirits. If you know, you know. He's the guy that I appreciate the way he fights. He gets in there. He's playful. He doesn't care what anyone thinks. You know, I've been that. I've been in there back in the day. I'm a little bit more reserved now, but back in the day when I was coming up, I was wild. I was doing some playful, crazy shit. Well, he still does that. He still does that at the biggest stage, and I respect that. So yeah, we get along in our playfulness and our childlike spirits, if I can put it that way. Yeah, like we're both just two big kids who get to do this shit for fun and get paid lots to do it. So yeah, I'm happy to see him in the UFC now, under the brightest lights. And I feel like with a big, massive win this weekend, he can reaffirm his stock and make it rise even higher than it ever has before. So I look forward to that. But he is fighting Kevin Holland, who granted, again, me and him, opposite of MVP, we don't get along. But I respect his skills as a fighter. He's dangerous everywhere. Even the way he knocked out Jacare, that was really impressive. He's a Travis Luta black belt. I think it's a great stylistic match for both of them because you're going to get the jibber jabbing. They're both going to be saying some shit.
Does Kevin try and stand with him?
Yeah. I think Kevin's ego is big enough where he's like, I'm going to stand with this motherfucker. Let me see what this karate kung fu shit is like. You know, he's going to stand with him.
And just briefly, just so I'd have to play it, but hopefully you remember from the top of your head. Just talk to me about some of your favorite viral moments from MVP. You got that, you know, the knockouts. You got some vicious knockouts. Man.
The most vicious one that I've seen it many times now is the one against Cyborg where he
cratered his fucking skull.
Bro, the actual, like the crater of doom. Like, that's crazy. The guy went for a takedown. His timing went, boom, jumping knee and cracked his skull. Then he runs, grabs a Pokeball and then puts the hat on, throws the Pokemon at him and then...
And the other one where he fucking just destroyed the kneecap.
Oh, yeah, with the kick.
With the kick.
That was weird. He created a face on the guy's knee.
He's got a tornado kick as well.
Like, yeah, that was the first one. That was the first one that got him viral. That was his first MMA fight. Tornado kick, boom, stands there and just cold. Looks at the, like, just the crowd.
He brought a lot of showmanship to Bellator. Like,
yeah, he brought a, no, not just showmanship. He brought a lot of eyes to Bellator. Just people wouldn't even
from,
know.
From doing, all not that. Being vanilla.
Nah, you gotta be, he's different. MVP is different. He is MVP. Michael Venom Page, one of the most valuable players in this game.
I like that.
But yeah, I like this fight.
How does the fight play out?
I say it's gonna be, fuck. To be honest, I want MVP to go in there and snipe this guy. But I just know Kevin is not one to just, like, back down. So I know he's going to bring the fight, which could make it even easier for Michael to just find the shot and put him away. I'm going to go MVP in this fight. I'm trying to think, is it a knockout or decision? I think it's going to be a knockout. I think it's going to be a knockout, like, just something crazy. What do I know, though? Me and my friends, I love my friends. I love when they just do great shit, so, yeah. Co-main event of the evening. DP is that guy. I'll tell you my story with him because I don't really, I wouldn't say I was like a big Dustin Poirier fan, but then we cut weight at the same time when I fought Gastelum and he fought Max Holloway and we're cutting weight. I always just thought he was a square guy, like real clean, squeaky clean, because that's how he kind of presented himself. But the jokes we were making in the sauna, and I know this because the sauna or whatever, when you're cutting weight and you're dehydrated, you be saying some shit. So for me, that made me kind of like him a little bit more. And then seeing the way that fight played out, he and Max gave it. Like, they put their heart and soul into that fight. And then he came out on top and became the interim champ, I believe. And then I went in there and became the interim champ as well. But yeah, Dustin's that guy, man. He's always down to scrap. He's a guy that is, you know, when he rocks the war cap, like Marvin Hagler, I get it. Because that's how he fights. He's in there going to war. He's going to be killed or be killed. You know who I want to see him fight? Nate Diaz. That never happened. They could probably do it in boxing. Who knows? I think they can do it in UFC as well, because Nate can still fight in the UFC if he wants to. Dustin, when he first started fighting in the UFC, he didn't stand out to me. But eventually, when he started climbing the ranks, I could see, like, he had nice, you know, jiu-jitsu, scrappy guy. But his striking was, I didn't like it. It wasn't pretty to watch. But then over time, you see the way he's just evolved as a nice boxer. Yeah, even whenever he got into a bad position, he got cracked, he was able to, like,
pull the shorts up.
Yeah. Pull the shorts up, my man. Let's go. And then he'll just start fucking swanging. Benoit Saint-Denis. He just seems like a cold-blooded dude. He seems like he's just about business. He doesn't go in there, talk a whole lot.
Apart from losing his UFC debut, where he got dominated 29-26 across the board, he's not been into the deep waters that someone like Dustin can drag him into. How important is that when you look at this matchup?
Very important, because early on, if you can do all that stuff, Dustin can wear a lot, bro. Even
that combination with Kevin Danner, just
that literally, like, what I'm about to say, I swear to God, like, Dustin can wear, because I thought that was over round two. I was like, nah, Dan's got this. And then one thing as well, his recovery. He's really good with his recovery. You can see it in his fights. Even if he gets rocked, hurt, he can recompose physically and mentally.
So, what type of mentality should BSD have going into this fight, knowing that, you know, Dustin's gonna be there?
Don't empty your clip straight away. Even if you heard him, or if you see, you're starting to get to him, don't get excited and think, oh, that's it. I can just, you can put work on, but just don't try and empty your clip on a guy like Dustin. You have to make sure you got some ammo left. If not, when you're all out, he's like, right. So you didn't know I had this in my boot. Bah. I'm gonna go Dustin just because he's Dustin Poirier. He's a veteran in
this diamond.
The diamond. He's done so much, and I know he's had some losses and whatnot, but they don't really define him. He's defined by who he is as a fighter. I'm gonna go Dustin. Maybe a late stoppage.
And for the main event of the evening, can undefeated Sean O'Malley avenge the only official loss on his record?
Undefeated.
Against Chito Vera in 2020.
Yeah, well, I mean, mentally.
But you see,
It's only, even watching the way Chito's moving in this fight, he moves a lot better now. He moves with a lot more purpose. Because you see Sean here getting the reads he needs. Leg kicks are landing already. That's like the third or fourth one. That teep as well, he's so good at. He used it to knock out or set up Aljo. And even though Chito's trying to predict where he's going to go. I see that. So Chito's right there being the general in the center. But Sean is okay with being on the outside, on the outskirts,
This fight was 4 years ago, by the way, 2020.
Crazy, right? But that's what I mean. Like, look at it now. I love destiny, man. I love when someone realizes what they need to do and to become champion, actualize their destiny, like the way Sean did. But this weekend could be Cheeto's turn because he's been there, ups and downs, smiles and frowns throughout the UFC. So he could realize his destiny this weekend by becoming a champion.
So pretty much, I watched this and yeah, Sean was just being the general and all of us, like, you know, making him jump. The movements, the feints, and then everything changed when
that leg kick landed.
Calf kick.
That leg kick attack. Landed. Boom. That right there. That even that's not good because Sean straight at my.
Oh, you see my toe? Yeah, you see my toe?
Yeah, straight away. I said that's not good because I was like, boom. Yeah.
You can already see him.
Something where he switched straight away. Boom.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you see the toe? He's catching his toes, catching already the big toe of the right leg.
But watch how it landed. Boom. Boom. Oh. And then
I look at the toe.
Yeah, it's just weird. I've been there before. I've had it. Where did I have? Oh, Alex.
But yours wasn't that detrimental.
Yeah. I remember watching this live thinking like, what the fuck's happening? And good on Cheeto, I would say great on him for not getting overzealous. Because most people there, they'll see that and just get excited and get fucking stopped.
And that's pretty much the end of the fight. I mean, he made it to the second round, but it was just tripping over and then...
Well, good on even for Sean to be able to like, still... You know what? Be able to
southpaw, try and
make off the back foot because there. I don't like that feeling. I remember the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good. And also good on him for not, bro. Cheeto's playing the smart man. Oh, I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling.
What does it feel like? What does it feel like?
Okay, if I go back to my one, you feel like your legs like Bizzetti. Like you just don't. You want to push off, or you can, even if your front foot, you want to put weight on it. It just feels weird, like unstable, like it's biscuit.
Pins and needles, man.
Like you know, someone just did the five fingers of death or something, and they just like, oh my nerves, it's not working. Not even pins and needles, just not there. It's not nice. It's not a nice feeling. But anyway, that was 4 years ago.
Who do you think has evolved more?
Cheeto. Cheeto's evolved more because Sean's gotten better as well, but he's gotten better at what he's great at, which is distance management, the teeps, his jabs, shot selection. That's what he's good at. Cheeto, main thing is just managing this distance. Either you're all the way out or you're all the way in and outfeint Sean. That's the thing. He has to outfeint Sean.
Not bite on as much.
Yeah. Because the thing is, that's why you got to be all the way out. So you trust. If you're all the way out, then his feints don't, you're like, whatever, cool. But then there's guys who can, like, I do it. Loss does it so well. Junior Fire does it so well on me as well. Just you think you're all the way out. Before you know it, they've crept in. Sean does that well as well. So it's going to be a battle of distance. Who can play well at the distance and counter shots from Cheeto as well. To draw those shots out and counter him. But you're trying to counter a counter striker. That's some... You're trying to do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy fight. You know what?
Official pick.
I'm not going to pick. Just because I think they will sort it out themselves. And again, I love Cheeto as a person. We have history, like deeper than that. Because even, you know, with Diamond, with Oyama. Jamie, rest in peace. When they were Oyama and stuff like that, they used to tell me good things about him as well. He used to look after them. And again, whenever I've met him, he's always cool. And so with Sean, they always show respect because they're fans of me and they appreciate me as people. Mm-hmm. So for me, I feel like it'd be a disservice to try and pick one to win. It's not my fight. It's their fight. So yeah. You guys can roll the dice on that one. May the best man win. I wish both guys the best in this fight. And hopefully they come out unscathed. But this fucking fighting, man. It's going to be a good fight. That's one thing I see. And also, I like the... Already. It's going to be palpable in the fight when it comes to it.